Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crack open some cold ones. It's the Bart Winkler Show's six-pack of picks.
Who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Whatever you do, do it responsibly.
Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Hey, bartender, give me a winner.
That's a good sounding pour. Shoot. It's going to be hard not to sippy tonight after that one. Yes, just an audio effect will trigger me. That is the first sign. We laugh. All right, so it's our six pack of picks. This week, we're going to look at the Major League Baseball divisions and tell you who we are taking to predict the divisions. We will keep track. We will tuck this away. Loser has to shave the other one's back. I don't even know.
I'm the only loser in this because I don't have hair on my back. So if I lose, you do nothing. And if I win, I have to shave your back. That's terrible. I lose either way.
Yeah, no, I don't have a hairy back. That's the first thing I could think of. I do get a little hair, like, right, you know, where your t-shirt stops at the top. I get a little hair, like, kind of in there on the sides. And then I do get, like, you know how some people have what it would be called I don't want to say a tramp stamp, but you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I get, like, a little patch of hair there.
That's awful.
You know, basically, do you have a tattoo? No, it's just a patch of hair. So you can shave that.
You can style it, shape it up.
Yeah, I twist it a little bit.
That's gross.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to predict the division winners for every division in Major League Baseball, because this is one of the sports where divisions matter, unlike NBA, which I still don't understand, but you guys made that choice a long time ago. We'll start with the American League. I think the Yankees won it last year with 94 wins. The Boston Red Sox last year had 81 wins. They were a .500 ball club. They've made improvements. I think a lot of people are in on the Red Sox. Toronto might get a vote. The Orioles getting a lot of votes. I'm going to go with the Yankees. I'm taking the Yankees to repeat as AL East division champions. And I'm not going to look back. I think it is going to be a big year for the New York City clubs. They won't win a World Series, but I think they do see division success. So I am going to go Yankees. Carlos.
Well, as someone who lives in New York City and gets a first count of view of watching the Yankees, listening to them, I'm going with the Boston Red Sox. There's more to do with the injuries to the Yankees already. They got 7 players on the IL to start the season. And I don't know if Giancarlo Stanton's ever going to come back. I really think he might be forced to retire. Like, his elbows are shot. So that's a big blow in their lineup. I mean, Aaron Judge is going to have far less protection than he did last year if Stanton's going to be on the IL, because Juan Soto went across the bridge to the Queens. So I'm actually pretty down on the Yankees right now. They lost Gerrit Cole for already the Tommy John. So injuries are piling up, and we haven't even played real baseball if you're New York. So also, the inability for the Blue Jays to sign anybody of note, like, they're always the bridesmaid, never the bride. I'm going to go with the Red Sox. The Red Sox, they just need to stay healthy, and they need to be better at home this year than they were last year. They were, like, under .500 at Fenway last year. That's not conducive to a championship-winning ball club. I do like, however, getting Walker Buehler and Garrett Crochet, so their pitching could have some pretty high upside. So give me the Red Sox in the AL East.
I would like to change my pick. If you don't object, I don't know why you would. And even if you did, I'm still going to change it.
It's your show.
I'm going to change it to the Orioles.
I talked to you about the Yankees, didn't I?
Yeah. Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Jackson Holliday should be a little more productive. I'm going to go with the Orioles to win the AL East.
I like that a lot. I was in on Adley Rutschman in fantasy baseball before anybody knew who he was. And being that I have a dynasty league, Adley's still sitting right there at my starting catcher spot.
That's nice. I do like the Yankees and Red Sox to be wild card teams. Probably. We're not going to get too into the weeds there, but all right.
We got time to do that.
I'm going to take the Orioles to win the AL East after you talked me out of the Yankees, and you are taking the Red Sox. In the AL Central, I am going to go. Last year's winner was the Guardians. Man, the Guardians were such a fun story. AL Central is interesting because the Guardians won 92 games. The Royals won 86, and I don't think they're, you know, I don't think you count them out. The Tigers, remember they traded people and then they got really good and it was blowing away expectations. And then they traded away Jack Flaherty, who came back. I'm going to go with the Tigers. I like the Tigers to win the division title. They're throwing Tarik Skubal tomorrow as their opening day pitcher. I like them. I like Detroit. I like what I saw last year when they had no expectations. And I think with a little more expectations, they still live up to them. I'm going to take, as you would call, the Detroit Tigres.
Well done. I thought about Detroit a lot. I really do like them. I actually think the Central, as a division overall, except for the White Sox, will be better. Usually the Central is just like a one-team race. Nobody cares. I think, you know, a high tide rises all boats here. Like, the Central should be pretty good. That being said, I'm actually going to go with the Kansas City Royals. I really like the addition of Jonathan India. I think he's one of the most underrated players in baseball. Also fantasy. He always seems to make his way into my lineup. I love Jonathan India's versatility. I think they'll probably have him start hit off and lead off. So that changes the rest of the complexity of the lineup. Hunter Pence, if they can get anything out of him, that'd be good. So I think they might have a really strong lineup. The division overall, I think, is pretty okay. The only thing about Kansas City is their pitching is not really remarkable. They have like Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo. Like, they're solid guys, but, you know, there's no Cy Young candidate on this. But they got Bobby Witt Jr., which I think is a top three player in the American League. So I will go Kansas City, but I do like your Detroit pick.
Thank you. In the AL West, can we agree on one? Can we agree on the Texas Rangers? I'm going to take the Texas Rangers to win the division. Last year, they had a losing record, but hopes are high in Texas. Mariners could be in play. Astros could be in play. Angels are going to be terrible. Athletics, I'm pretending, don't exist. I'm going to take the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, we're in lockstep. Now, I do believe the Mariners have the best defensive team in the division. The Astros might have the best pitching, but I think the Rangers might have the best balance of all of them. So for that reason, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to take Texas as well. They still got a lot of marquee names on that roster, so it's just a matter of finding health and kind of getting their young guns to get their groove back. So I'm with you on Texas. I think it's a three-team race. This might be the toughest one in all of baseball, but give me the Texas Rangers.
All right, the NL East. You've got a couple of teams in there. The Mets got Juan Soto. I think I started this segment by saying I feel good about the New York team's chances divisionally. And I backed out of the Yankees already. And now I'm going to back out of the Mets.
Yeah, thought you might.
And I'm going to go with a team that seems to know how to win 100 games pretty easily. Last year, they were down a little bit. Injuries got them, but the core of this Braves team, and I think now they should be fully healthy. I like Atlanta to win the division with Albies and Riley. Acuna should be back at some point. I like the Braves to win the division in the NL East.
I love the Braves, man. I really do. But I love them because I like their composition of their team, but I hate them in terms of They're getting all these players young and cheap. Like, all of these are, like, team-friendly deals. Like, Acuna signed for, like, nothing. Strider signed for nothing. Like, they're getting guys before they even get into arbitration. So, for that, they're very good. They're very young. But I'm going to go with the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why I'm going to go with the Mets, even though I really do think Atlanta's going to be in the thick of things, this is going to be a tough division as well. Because Philadelphia is still a very good team as well. They got Aaron Nola, one of the best pitchers in baseball. But give me the Mets because I think they might have the second best lineup in the National League behind the Dodgers. There's a lot of pop and a lot of contact at the top of that lineup. Juan Soto is going to make a huge difference. Lindor will be right behind him to get, you know, so he'll have protection there. And then getting Pete Alonso to come back, while, yeah, people were like, you know, should they keep first base open to get Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Blue Jays once he hits free agency? Dude, Pete Alonso can still rake. He doesn't hit for average, sure, but he can easily, like, fall asleep, give you 40 home runs. They might get 150 home runs out of four guys. It is a very strong lineup, and I don't think it's top-heavy. I think once Francisco Alvarez comes back, like, they're going to have a really deep lineup. Their pitching might be a little bit of a concern, but they got a couple of young prospects.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Aspects that I like as well. So the X factor for me, Bart, is this team right now might not be the team at the end of the season. I think they're going to be aggressive in the trade deadline, and Steve Cohen's got the biggest money hammer in all of baseball. So I'm going to take the Mets because they can make some additions that we're not even thinking of right now.
NL Central, I root for the Brewers. You root for the Cubs. I feel like I'm going to take the Brewers and you're going to take the Cubs. I'm going to take the Brewers. Milwaukee last year won 93 games. This is the thing with them. Yeah, they lost some guys. Yeah, their pitching is hurt. Willy Adames is a giant now. They didn't really do anything in free agency. Lineup's interesting. William Contreras is great behind the dish. Jackson Churio is one of these young guys that's coming on. I feel like we're going to see good Christian Yelich this year. But this is what the Brewers do. The Brewers are expected to win 81 games. They win 90. They win the division. And then they get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. That's the team I know. That's the team I see. So I will take them to win the NL Central. Plus, they already have a game lead over the Cubs, as does the rest of the division. The Cubs are 0-2 on their trip to Japan. So I'm going to take the Brewers.
Yeah, very true. The Cubs right now are the worst team in baseball. That being said, I'm going to take them to win the division. And this is not a homer pick. This is kind of seeing the tea leaves, how they fall here. The Cubs have not made the playoffs since 2018. If they go another year missing the postseason, people are going to get fired. And hopefully Jed Hoyer is the first one, because I'm sick of the front office. Carter Hawkins is like a phantom general manager. He doesn't do anything. Tom Ricketts, even though the Cubs have got more money in terms of the value of their franchise, Ricketts still crying poverty. You know, one of the worst owners that nobody talks about. That being said, I think the Cubs have too much to lose to not make the playoffs, and they swung for defenses getting Kyle Tucker. Two of the biggest weaknesses for the Cubs lately has been the fact that they have not had a middle of the order presence, and I mean Kyle Tucker completely changes that. He's one of the best hitters in baseball. He might be top three behind Judge and Juan Soto. I like Otani as a hitter, obviously, but Otani, I almost don't count him. He's a unicorn because the way his ability to pitch and just really just do everything, 50-50 club and all that. So Kyle Tucker really addresses a big need for the Cubs, and I think Matt Shaw is going to be a sneaky, really good third baseman. I mean, he's a rookie right now. He's been a top prospect for a while, but he's a huge upgrade over the guy, over the likes of like Patrick Wisdom. I've hated third base for like 5 years. I think Matt Shaw is finally going to give him a boost there to hot corner. So give me the Cubs, but I'm with you. This is going to be a two-team race the entire way. It's the Cubs and the Brewers.
So I've got the Orioles, you've got the Red Sox. I've got the Tigers, you've got the Royals. I've got the Braves, you've got the Mets. I got the Brewers, you got the Cubs. We both took the Rangers in the West. I got to think our NL West team is going to be where we find our other similarity. I, of course, taking the LA Dodgers.
Care to expand upon that?
I think I spent the first hour of the show talking about the Dodgers.
Ad nauseam.
It's a rewind feature. But I'm taking the Dodgers. I think the 116 win total that a few teams have had, including the Mariners of 2001. I think that's in jeopardy. I think the over's clearing, and I think that's in jeopardy. And I think the Dodgers, the one reason why you're going to pick against them, if you pick against the Dodgers, fine. If you pick against the Dodgers because you're like, baseball's fluky, okay. If you pick against them because, we haven't seen a repeat team in 25 years, I don't want to hear that. They're the best team. They got the best staff. They got the best bullpen. They got the best lineup. They may have the best manager. It's the Dodgers in the West. Minimum. Carlos?
I'm going to go with the San Diego Padres. Said no one. Ever.
I was waiting for you to pull the rug out. Listen, I knew it.
I listen, I'm not going to lie. I do like the Diamondbacks. I do like the Padres, but they're both going to get the wild card. There's no shot they're winning the division. Padres specifically. I like the rotation. Michael King, Dylan Cease. That's pretty solid. And I actually am pretty high on Jackson Merrill as well. I think he's going to have a really good second year. That being said, the Dodgers literally own everybody. If they have a lead in the fifth inning, it's good night, Irene, like you said earlier.
I did.
Kirby Yates, Tanner Scott, Blake Treinen. That's their 12th bullpen arm could close for other teams. The Dodgers, far and away, are going to be the best team in baseball. Dare I say, if they do not break the all-time single-season wins record, it's a disappointment. They have to break it. That's how good this team is going to be. They are only going to lose to injuries. Nobody will beat them. So, yes, the Dodgers in the NL West.
By the way, Goodnight Irene was a song recorded in 1933. The phrase Goodnight Irene traces back to people saying it as early as 1908. So, if anything, references are of the most current on the Bart Winkler Show. A World Series pick, I'm going to take the Dodgers. I suppose I will take them to beat the... what's my text say? The Orioles. I'll take them to beat the Orioles.
I'm going to take the Dodgers as well. Dodgers versus unnamed American League team.
It's not how it works. Let's name one.
All right. Dodgers and Royals for the most uninteresting World Series of all time.
A lot of blue. A lot of royal blue in that one. All right. And those are our six-pack of picks.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.